Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. 37, 38, no, get this. 40 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes September 2024. Knocking out all bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. So straight up, if you want to get in touch with me, you can tweet me or X me, whatever you want to do. But the handle is Not Average Pedro. That's my Twitter thing. Not Average Pedro. Straight up, we'll bring in Socrates Palmer in a couple of minutes. Of course, boxing's PhD. Last night, Oscar Valdez showed that, well, maybe he's got a little bit left. He's a two-time Olympian from Mexico. Of course, the man that speaks both perfect English and Spanish. He could be the best translator as far as like being on TV and going Spanish and English, that kind of stuff, of all time. But the bottom line is, he continues to box. Last night, he stopped Liam Wilson inside the distance, straight up. That was the main event, I believe, on ESPN. Of course, we'll talk about last night's fights, tonight's fights, and of course, the future of boxing. Some big fights coming up. They've announced some good fights this weekend. You know what? The best have to fight the best, and boxing needs personality. So, Raleigh Romero, my best guy, is coming in a week, straight up, a couple of days, straight up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Tonight, Amazon goes prime. Of course, their first boxing card, Tim Zhu taking on the Lurch. I'm talking about, of course, Sebastian Fedora, 6'5". You know, when you fight tall guys, the best thing you do is jump on them right away because once they get a rhythm going, it's hard to break the rhythm. So I can see Tim Zhu maybe playing around a little bit, trying to launch some overhand rights. That's how you get these tall guys, launching overhand rights, and they come looping over the top like that. You know, it doesn't look good mechanically, but guess what? It lands on the tall guys. Of course, I think Sebastian Fedora will probably get stopped within 5 rounds. On the undercard, of course, Texas back in the main event, the man that deserves all the attention, Raleigh Romero, the big mouth that he is. Of course, he's a once-beaten fighter, lost to Gervonta Davis, probably lost to the guy that's 43 years old. I can't think of his name right now, Matias. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Raleigh Romero, of course, and Pitbull Cruz will be in the co-feature tonight. That's going to be on Amazon pay-per-view. You've got to figure out a way how to buy this. It's called, like, how much does it cost? Socrates Palmer, how much is this card costing?
You know, I do not know.
Does that mean you're not buying it?
That is also an indication that it doesn't necessarily mean that I won't be able to see it either. How's that?
I take it back. You know, I know you got that gypsy Wi-Fi. That's why the broadcast goes down every now and then. You listen. Am I wrong to accuse you of stealing Wi-Fi from a gypsy who steals it in the first place? Are you pleading the fifth?
Fifth.
Yeah. All right.
High five on that.
All right. Straight up. How much does Oscar Valdez have left? It was Liam Wilson a test?
I think Liam Wilson gave a game performance. I rewatched the fight early this morning. It was kind of like what I expected because I just think that Oscar Valdez still has a little more world class left in him as opposed to Liam. Liam was game. Some people have questioned the stoppage. The judges, one judge had it even. Pat Russell had it at the time of the stoppage, 57-57. I don't think so. I think Oscar was up at least 3 rounds. But,
I hate to interrupt you, but Pat Russell, and I have all the due respect in the world for him. In fact, we have clips of him on this show. But the bottom line is, he had one fight last night. An undercard fight in which a hometown guy, the fight really stunk. And Bradley and these guys were saying how bad this fight stinks and all that kind of good stuff. And the guy won 60-54 on Pat Russell's card. I thought that was a little, well, like, way off. So Pat had a bad night.
It seemed that way. I mean, Pat's been around for a while, you know, respected name out in the West Coast. But sometimes, maybe he's run his course, you know. Maybe he might.
Okay, we're both treading on. Listen, he and I went back and forth legally one time, so let's not even go there.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, he's a real good guy. Listen, DAZN had a card last night. It was free. You know, how much does DAZN cost a month? Like $27?
Yeah, the prices did go up. I believe it's at 20. Okay. 22 or something.
All right,
like that.
$22. Well, last night they held a card that was free, but it wasn't worth the price of admission. I mean
they should have, it was supposed to be given away.
Guess what? They may have got some guys from maybe Atlanta or something to watch that fight, but the bottom line is that card was just, I didn't think too much of it. But let's talk about Oscar Valdez for a second. Is he really going to make another run at 130? And is there anybody at 130 besides him? I mean, who's at 130 right now? Navarrete's at 135, right?
Yeah, well, he's now the interim world champion, although Navarrete is the true WBO champion.
Interim.
Yeah, so, I mean, the problem with Valdez, he's like a tweener, right? He's too small for lightweight. And he's just right for 130. And 130 has always historically been that division that people just like when you're taking a flight cross, you know, county. I'm sorry, cross country, a layover division, right? The really great fighters have a cup of coffee and skip to 35. But he's too small for 35. So, can they milk him for another big payday? I'm sure. I would not be surprised if we see him and the monster hook it up. The Japanese monster in Illinois.
Well, you know, I guess that's a good way to cash out, huh? Go over to Japan and do that.
Hey, you know what? If I'm Frank Espinosa, I'm knocking the door. I'm calling Illinois handlers. I'm saying, hey, let's make some money.
Okay. Yeah. And good luck on that one. Tim Zhu and Sebastian Vidor are going to go tonight, March 30th. Of course, Amazon's Prime pay-per-view debut. Tim Zhu being undefeated, Sebastian Vidor, of course, losing that one fight to Mendoza. His last fight, he got stopped. You know, he comes in at the last minute, and when I look at the size difference between these two guys, it really is, like, astronomical, the difference. I mean, it's incredible. One guy's like 5'9", the other guy's like 6'5". I fought a guy that was 6'1" one time, and that was really, 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 really tough. Because if you let these guys get a rhythm going, man, you're playing catch up afterwards, and that's not something you want to do against a tall guy.
Yeah, I mean, the last tall guy that was really good, I mean, we've had some tall guys fighting at lighter weights. I go back to Paul Williams, and I remember Sergio Martinez when he dropped him at, you know, when they fought at 160 with that overhand, although it was from the southpaw stance. Ooh. And that's what you mentioned earlier in the intro to the show, trying to catch him something over the top. And that was one of the ugliest knockouts. I saw that in person, and it was pretty cool to watch. I mean, it was like a tower. You know, so
mechanically, the overhand, that looping right hand is not right. Mechanically, it's not right, okay? But that's what works against the tall guys, because you loop over their hand and boom, and plant it on them, man. I mean, and you know, I hate to say it, but tall guys, and this is obvious. Most, you know, I don't say all guys are like Johnny Owen. All tall guys end up being beaten to death or anything like that, but they don't take punishment well. I mean, look at Thomas Hearns. He was fine when he was kicking your ass, but once you started hitting him back, things happened.
There could be a little bully factor to
Mike
that.
Tyson.
Yeah, I mean, you push the guy back. Yeah, not too many guys know how to fight in the back foot, and Fandora's style. You know, defense is not a priority. He throws a lot of punches, and he's been knocked out before. So maybe it's like psychologically. I know what it feels like to lose, and I think Zhu's a mean guy in there. You know, he's obviously got the pedigree. He's not short on confidence.
He's young.
I think he's young, at least boxing wise. He's young. In mileage. He doesn't have a ton of amateur fights. He's looking at the big payday. I think eventually we're going to see him and Terrence Crawford, which is, I believe,
I'm glad you brought up Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford, of course, the reigning welterweight champion. Not going to get a shot at 154. He's been guaranteed a shot at Tim Zhu the next fight. Tim Zhu's got a sign to fight him. I mean, Paco Varcarcel, he's calling some shots over there in Puerto Rico. Thinks he's like, is he pounding on his chest now or what?
Hey, if you can get Terrence Crawford, who is arguably the best fight in the world, you know, sanction his bout, you're doing something good. Him and Zhu is a good fight. You know, he would kind of be doing Zhu a favor right? Because he obviously doesn't need Zou. But then you look around, who's there for him to fight? You know, Canelo's not going to fight him. No one wants to see him fight Errol Spence. And Boots Ennis is too good for his own good, right? His risk reward. So
Crawford should go down to Australia. If I wanted to make some money, I would go to Australia.
It would take some stones, but it would also bring in a lot of, good payday.
More money you could probably make here, of course. Card tonight, Tim Zou, Sebastian Fedora for the WBO and WBC 154-pound titles. Raleigh Romero versus Isaac Cruz. Arislandi Lara, the Cuban, who used to be really boring, taking on Michael Zarafa for the WBA middleweight title. He's still around. And Sergey Borachek taking on Brian Mendoza, the aforementioned Brian Mendoza. That's for the WBC interim super welterweight title. What is the WBC doing here? I mean, here we go. We're slapping the WBC around again. But the bottom line is you got the WBC super welterweight title going with Tim Zou and Sebastian Fedora, okay? And neither of these guys were the WBC champions before, I don't think. Anyway, except Fedora. Well, Fedora was, but he got knocked out. Anyway, and Zou, of course, is the WBC champion. Take that back. And, of course, and now the WBC interim super welterweight title is going to go between Mendoza and Borachek. I mean, is this – why? I mean, it seems like the WBC is cutting its own throat.
It's for the TV, right? Because they want to, give a guy a trophy.
Yeah, but here's what's up. If I show you a WBC title fight at 154, and then three fights later I show you another WBC title fight at 154, aren't you going to scratch your head if you don't know exactly what's going on?
Absolutely, man. Listen, and how do you explain that to the casual fan? The guy that's never really watched boxing, you invite somebody over and say, hey, there's a good fight on tonight. Come through. I don't know, man. I have no clue. And the fighters, I mean, that's coming out of their pocket still, right? They're still collecting a sanction fee for that.
Yep, no doubt about that. Hey, Nicholas the Axeman Walters, where is he from, Haiti?
Jamaica,
okay. Yeah. You and I have sort of like dog Jamaican fighters because they seem to be lazy. Oh, but the bottom line is he's back, and last night he was a 4-1 underdog, and he beat a guy by the name of Joseph Blessed Hands Adorno, who came in 18-3, left at 18-4. But he won 38 years old, won a 10-round decision, 29-1-1, 22 KOs. When you and I were talking 8 or 10 years ago, we were talking about Nicholas Walters.
Nicholas Walters at one point was in the mix of, the best fighters at featherweight. His biggest win was Nonino Donaire. And then he kind of just quit against Lomachenko, and he kind of went into obscurity. But good win for Walters at 38. Wow.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, April 20th, 420. What's that about? Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia hooking up the Barclays Center WBC super lightweight title. Of course, the WBC champion is Devin Haney. We'll talk about that and more. Josh Taylor's coming back. No, that's been canceled. Jack Catterall, guess what? Josh Taylor pulled out again. It's like the fifth cancellation. Josh Taylor, if Jack Catterall, Jack Catterall should be getting paid. I hope he's getting checked. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No.
You're okay.
He really, just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
Pouring holy water on your wife? No, it wasn't Jared Anderson. Jared Anderson is a heavyweight. Of course, they think it's the American hope. Of course, he, as an amateur, he was a 2017 and 2018 U.S. National Golden Glove champion. But the bottom line is, on February 29th, he was involved in a 91-mile-per-hour police chase in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. Bottom line, that doesn't sound like too much. I mean, one time, I was driving 105 in a 65, and the cops pulled me over with a helicopter and guns. I mean, when they pulled out, they weren't the CHP. They weren't messing around. They found out I was an ex-cop. I was like shaking. But the bottom line is, I was looking at that 91 and 70. That's not that big of a thing. But the bottom line is, he did was chased afterwards. He got up to 130 miles an hour. Jared Anderson, 130 miles an hour. Now, Jared Anderson is going to come back. He'll be fighting, of course, later this month and next month, and that'll be on ESPN. And at the end of the day, you say to yourself, who is Ryan Murphy? Who is Ryan Murray? And is Jared Anderson going to be tested? Bottom line is, we'll ask Boxing's PhD, who's on the line from the Bronx, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Is this a test for Jared Anderson, or are they trying to keep him out of jail?
I think it's a little bit of both. Look, Jared Anderson has all the talent that you want. You know, he's got good height for heavyweight. He's got fast hands. He's been one of the primary sparring partners of Tyson Fury.
That's what's wrong with him.
He's picking up some bad habits.
You can't be taking ass whoopings like this. Listen, boxers should not spar any more than they really need to spar. I mean, that's just it. With CT and things like that going on, they just shouldn't. There's other ways you can do things. I know that bottom line is, at the end of the day, you have to be tested. The guy's got to push you back and make you dig deep and that kind of stuff. Now, I'm down with that. But the bottom line is, I think over sparring. I mean, I watch guys get beat up in the gym. Guys I grew up with, Dana Holly, I beat on him Tuesday and Thursday every day for 2.5 years. We beat on. He was the toughest guy I've ever met in my life. Hector beat on him too. So it was like 3 rounds of him getting beat on by me. He'd take a couple of rounds off. He'd come back and Hector would beat on him for 3 rounds. Anyway, he ended up with brain damage. We knew it. We looked at him. He had brain damage. Later on, he committed murder and killed somebody. So what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, this box is no joke.
Yeah, and look, I've heard that philosophy. I remember Danny Romero. From New Mexico, he didn't spar, or it was very minimum, you know that, and there has to. I think you have to do it the right way, you know, especially when guys are cutting weight. You have less fluid in your brain, and you're taking shots. You have to be smart when it comes to sparring. I do agree with that. You know, the human body can only take so much.
Okay, here's a question for Boxing's PhD. The Reyes boxing gloves are considered the puncher's gloves, correct?
Okay. That is a reputation.
Okay, so if you can't punch, why wouldn't you want to use the puncher's glove to improve your punch?
It's a good question. Sometimes I guess fighters try to protect their hands. They look for something that's going to maybe provide more of a cushion and where the padding is distributed. You're shooting me down. Give me your thoughts.
I'm shaking my head on that one, man. I just, you know, it's just, how can I put it? Some of the shortcomings you see in the gym lead to serious damage at the end. And I'm just trying to say is that, you know, I think that people should police the gyms a little bit more. And I think the trainers should be a little bit more responsible. I won't say with gym I was in about 6 or 8 months ago I take that back. It was in California. But I watched a guy, I mean, this guy was getting lit up like he was, I mean, the shots he was taking, I said to the guy, why aren't they stopping this? I'm saying, why aren't they stopping this? They let that stuff go. If you people think it's brutal in boxing and they watch it on TV, you should see it in the gym.
Well, the Mayweather gym, right? They do that dog pound, doghouse rules or whatever, and they're going, you know, no time limit, you know, for 25, 30 minutes. You know, it's a, you know, the gym culture. Basically, you're like in the boxers are independent contractors to begin with, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you have trainers that are in gyms that people know for years. I'm just going by my own personal experience, and people built a reputation. But you're kind of doing your own thing, you know, in there. And there's certain unwritten rules. I've seen guys that try to take advantage of fighters, meaning putting their guy with more experience to try to, you know, spar against someone with less experience to try to make their guy shine. Try to maybe build up some confidence. I've seen guys trying to get sparring with people that they clearly are in shape versus a guy that, you know, hasn't been in the gym in months. So it's a weird, you have to be there, you know. Egos get involved, a lot of dirty stuff. Guys basically, you know, trying to expose.
On the flip side, I couldn't wait to go. I couldn't, I mean, we were in the gym 5 days a week. I sparred 3 days a week, and three or four, okay? And usually 3 to 4 rounds, sometimes five. Once in a while, we go 6. But the bottom line is, you know, I didn't take any beatings in the gym, and I think that's indicative by looking at me and things like that. So, you know, I didn't take too many beatings in the ring either. But the bottom line is, some guys did, and you got to recognize that, and it's not happening. I mean, like I said, I was in this gym 6 or 7 months ago, and I watched a guy get lit up like the White House Christmas machine, and I said to myself, you know, for the guy that's doing the lighting up, big, he's feeling good about this. But the guy that's getting lit up, he's taking time off his clock, and people just don't see that. People don't think it's real enough. Anyway, speaking of taking time off your clock, what's up with Josh Taylor? Another cancellation with Jack Catterall?
Yeah, well, this fight was postponed. It was supposed to happen in April. Man. I think it got pushed back to May. May 20-something, I can't remember.
Are you Josh Taylor's agent?
It's still going to happen.
Are you Josh Taylor's agent?
No. Look, that is a feud, you know, that needs to be settled. You know, he got the ultimate gift last time out. But at least the fight is still supposed to happen. And Jack Catterall deserves it.
Canelo Alvarez getting lit up like the White. Speaking of the White House Christmas tree, getting lit up like the White House Christmas tree. Canelo Alvarez taking some heat this week. Mike Tyson's on him. I mean, everybody's just—he's getting his ass kicked on social media, and he's pounding on his chest like he's still the baddest dude on the planet, and he's not. He's not what he was.
And he also took a shot at Mike. He said he would take Mike serious if he was sober.
He was trying to say that Mike doesn't drink. So he was trying to say that Mike was stoned, right?
Yeah. So look, Canelo, he's still the prettiest girl in the dance, right? He brings all the money.
No, he's not, bro. So I mean, he may be in the minds of Mexican boxing fans, but I don't think American boxing fans really look at him that way anymore.
But he's still the most recognizable name. You know, like he's recognized almost like Madonna, like Canelo, right? We just say his first name, you know. He's still, until proven otherwise, in the box office.
Yeah, well, Madonna still sells records. Okay, what I'm trying to say is that one name thing, Madonna still sells records, doesn't mean she isn't old and, like, ready for the, you know, anyway, for retirement. Right. Canelo needs to step away. Listen, this David Benavidez fight, I mean, everybody's throwing eggs at him, and he's like, you know, so what? I'm Canelo. I just don't like that attitude.
I agree. Look, no one is bigger than the game, and maybe he's just setting himself up. If that fight ever happens and it's a close decision, maybe he doesn't get it.
Here's what's up. He could do a Muhammad Ali here. When Muhammad Ali fought Leon Spinks at the first time, he wasn't in the greatest shape. So he lost the fight, and then he came back and he won the title for the third time. This end. I thought that was a bit of I thought that was a game, okay? And Canelo could lose to the Mexican, a real close fight. Jaime Munguia, come back, have one more fight, and retire, and never face David Benavidez. Let me tell you, he's not going to get in the same zip code as Benavidez.
I do think that fight happens. I do.
Okay, you want to bet some money on it right now? Let's bet a buck.
Call it.
Let's bet a buck. We'll give it to you. $5. $5. We'll give it to the homeless.
I'm on.
We should start a Facebook boxing page for the homeless. In other words, you know, like a little boxing fans get together and we'll bet $5 here and there, and you go give $5 to the homeless here and there, because the homeless are everywhere.
Everywhere. Trust me. I work in a homeless shelter. They are everywhere.
You know,
something has to be done.
You know, it's a shame is that you see out here, I see families, and that sort of kills me when I see like a lady with a kid and this and that, and they're all scrunched into a car. You know, they're sleeping in the car and this and that. That's heartbreaking, man. That's just heartbreaking.
And it's only getting worse. I mean, we have the problem with the border. I mean, these people are coming through, and they're going into the shelters, you know, or some of them under the train, by the highway. It's heartbreaking.
Well, the Republicans, Donald Trump had the White House, the Supreme Court, both houses of Congress, and he never passed one piece of legislation outside of the tax cuts for the rich. That's the honest to God truth.
Yeah, it seems that. And one of the tax breaks actually hurt the working man. So,
exactly. You know, but the white working man will tell you, Donald Trump's our guy. Sock, have a good week. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Take it easy, brother.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everybody you name are with me for money and for what they can get. I don't have no friends. I wrote a poem that says, friendship is a priceless gift that cannot be bought nor sold, but its value is far greater than a mountain made of gold. For gold is cold and lifeless. It can neither see nor hear, and in time of trouble it is powerless to cheer. Gold, it has no ears to listen, no heart to understand. It cannot not bring you comfort or reach out a helping hand. So when you ask God for a gift, be thankful if he sends not diamonds, pearls, or riches, but the love of real, true friends. See, friends are very rare.
Little East Bay Soul, coming to you after, of course, the words of the great Muhammad Ali, the greatest, without a doubt, of course. Tripping around the world with him is an experience that I'll never forget. And guess what? I wish all of you could travel around the world with Muhammad Ali. He's the only guy that could walk a guy through customs in China and customs in the United States without a passport. I kid you not. Straight up, he did that with Keith McMurray. Keith McMurray said he lost his passport in China. It was rumored that he sold it to the Chinese mafia for $2,500. Bottom line is, he didn't have a passport. He got on the plane in Shanghai and got off the plane in L.A., and both times Muhammad Ali walked him through customs. I kid you not. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Let's go out to talk about the 2004 Olympic boxing team. At one point in time, 2000 was going to be a hot thing. 2004 was Andre Ward. But 2000 was going to be hot. But we only had two guys medal at 2000. It was Rocky Juarez. Of course, that was at 126 pounds or featherweight. And then Ricardo Williams at junior welterweight. Now, Ricardo Williams, of course, he had his issues. And so did, bottom line is that team just didn't work. What was the best team of all time? Somebody said to me. I said, you know, it's probably got to be the 1976 team. I mean, Ray Leonard, Howard Davis, Leo Randolph, of course, both the Spinks brothers. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is that team was probably the best. Why? Because they fought the Cubans that year. And, of course, in 1984, they won all those gold medals down there with Meldrick Taylor and Mark Breland and Tyrell Biggs and guys like that. But the bottom line is they didn't fight any Cubans. So I think in order to win an Olympic, the Olympics and be considered a world champion, the Cubans have to be involved. The Cubans weren't involved. Bottom line is, the Cubans, of course, coming back now, 43 years old, Guillermo Rigondeaux. Remember him? He's like fought at like 112, 118, real, real light, right? Now he's doing the bare knuckle thing. Good Lord. I mean, he's 43 years old. I mean, I don't know what. The CTE thing is scary. With bare knuckle boxing, it's even scarier. I kid you not. I mean, because you're hitting guys straight on the face. Nothing gives. At least with that glove a little bit. You know, the glove is designed to protect the hand, not protect the face, protect the hand. But the bottom line is, with no gloves, I'm just not into that. In fact, somebody asked me about 2 years ago, would I do the bare knuckle? Somebody asked me, would I sign this? Do this bare knuckle deal as far as TV is concerned. I couldn't do it because my heart wasn't in it, and I didn't think it was. I don't think it's legit. Honestly, I mean, beating guys up like that, come on, it causes permanent scars. I mean, guys look like, after one fight, they look like they've been in with a meat shredder. So the bottom line is, I'm down on that, no doubt about that. May the 18th, the Zone pay-per-view, going back with pay-per-view again, Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk. Tyson Fury looks like he's in pretty good shape. I mean, as far as he losing all that weight that he had before when he fought Francis Ngannou, of course, he lost to Ngannou. And then Ngannou got exposed by Anthony Joshua, which was the way it was supposed to go. But if you think about this, he made $50 million being nobody. I mean, he was a boxing nobody. He had no fights whatsoever. He steps in with Tyson Fury, knocks Fury down, makes $20 or $30 million. Then he fights Anthony Joshua just like, seems like a couple of weeks later, and he gets knocked out by Joshua, of course. And that was a bit of a, how can I put this, a scam. I thought that was a dive. I thought he just dived. I thought Ngannou said, you know what? All my people know to bet against me. They know I'm not going to win this fight, so I'm not going to try. And he didn't try. He laid down like a dog. That first blow, I mean, 37 years old or not, that first blow, good Lord, I mean, something was happening there. It just hit him. Didn't even hit him. And he went down like, oh, man, my world's over. And he had to crawl to get up and this and that and had a hard time with the referee, looking at the referee, got on one knee, this and that. I think it was the Academy Award Act. I think he was acting. I think it was straight up acting. Francis Ngannou, as good as he was in beating Tyson Fury, that was just a fluke. Tyson Fury was a bit of a butthole for not getting in shape. Of course, took this guy very lightly. And that's what Tyson Fury does. He's a mental case. I mean, he's had cocaine issues. He talked about suicide. I mean, how many times do we have to check Tyson Fury medically to see if he's all right? And now, of course, he's getting up there in age. He's going to take on Oleg Usyk. People are saying he's a 3-1 favorite over Usyk. And why wouldn't he be? I mean, Usyk, in heavyweight standards, Usyk is a midget. I mean, he stands 6'2". And yeah, I mean, 6'4", maybe, at the most. He's weighed 210 pounds, 215 pounds, 220 pounds. Bob Arum's going to put this on with Frank Warren. I mean, more power to these guys are going to make some money. But at the end of the day, I have to say right now, and I never thought I would say this because I thought I dogged them for a long time, but Anthony Joshua is the uncrowned world heavyweight champion. He just is. He beat Francis Ngannou. Ngannou was the uncrowned champion. Ngannou beat Fury. There's just no doubt about it. You can't convince me of anything differently. You can't. 6-3, one in rounds. He knocked him down in one round, okay? I don't care if he wasn't ready or not, but the bottom line is he lost a fight tonight. Ngannou deserved to have a rematch. It never happened. Instead, he stepped up and took on Anthony Joshua and made it another $20 or $30 million. So get this. Ngannou has two fights as a pro. Two professional fights, and he walks away with $50 million. Holy cow. I would come back and have two fights if I could walk away with that kind of money. $50 million. More power to him. But guess what? Go away. Go away, Francis. You made your money. Go away. I think you pimped us off. Go away. Just go away. Go away. Of course, now Joshua going to figure out that he's going to wait on the Oleg Usyk Tyson Fury winner. And of course, that will be a big box office attraction in the UK. But they're not putting fights in the UK anymore because the Saudi Arabians are bidding so high on fights. Speaking of Saudi Arabia, have you ever been there? Yeah, guess what? You don't want to go if you've been there once, you really don't want to go back. And I'm not dogging the Saudis. I'm not dogging the people from Dubai. But they smell. The place smells over there. It just does. I mean, right guard, right, you know, deodorant, they don't use it. They just don't use it. I mean, public transit over in Dubai is like, whoa, what's going on here? Bottom line is like riding around the Bronx, maybe, in a subway car with the homeless. Not quite that bad, but what I'm trying to tell you is that somehow Dubai, Saudi Arabia, these places are built up as these wonderful places to visit, but they're not. They're not. I was there 10 days in Dubai, okay? Probably 7 of them I was sick on had food poisoning this, and it was a bad trip. But the bottom line is, when I went over there, we went over there to do a deal as far as pay-per-view. So we're going to do a TV pay-per-view from Dubai. This was back in 2012, okay? But the bottom line is the deal fell through. I got burned on the money. I think I invested about $3,000 or $4,000 in that. And then when I got to the airport, I get to the airport, I'm leaving Dubai because the deal ain't happening, okay? Obviously, the people with the money in Dubai told me, listen, we're not going to invest in this with Harold Smith. I said, Harold Smith being the convicted felon known as born as Ross Fields. So anyway, we're not going to do anything with Harold Smith. So I said, okay. So I'm getting on the plane. I'll get on the plane to go home, right? And of course, anytime I go anywhere, I always check if it's a round trip ticket and if it's good. Well, guess what? Somehow they canceled my back ticket. In other words, the ticket back from Dubai to the United States to San Francisco was canceled. So I get to the airport and this lady says to me, I'm sorry, sir, but your ticket's been canceled. Say what? Yeah, they canceled it like an hour and a half ago. Say what? So I had to kick up a credit card, $1,600 to come home. I never want to stay there. I never want to go back there again. In fact, the Saudis would have to offer me a decent amount of money for me to go back there. This is the way it is. I mean, you know, you don't see anybody wanting to flock to Saudi Arabia as a tourist. I don't get it. So they're having these big sports events. Of course, they're having baseball over there and golf over there, that kind of good stuff. It's still a desert. At the end of the day, it's still going to be sand. It's still to me, a horrible place to visit, no doubt about that. Speaking of Saudi Arabia, on June the 1st, of course, another Saudi Arabia card on pay-per-view to be announced as far as who's going to distribute this. But Dmitry Bivol, the world light heavyweight champion, according to the World Boxing Association, he is undefeated, I believe. Yeah, he is undefeated. He's, of course, taking on Artur Bitaev. Artur Bitaev, of course, is a guy that is a monster. He's like 20-0 with 20 knockouts. But Bivol is a guy that took apart Canelo Alvarez a few fights ago. Of course, that was at 175. Canelo clamored for a rematch, but he was just BSing because when it came down to it at the end of the day, Bivol said, let's do this. And Canelo said, I can't hear you. Bottom line is Canelo didn't want to fight him ever again. He just doesn't. Listen, Canelo, at the end of the day, the cherry picking it's insulting. It's insulting to me as a boxing journalist. It's insulting you as a boxing fan. It just is. I mean, this guy's been ranked number one for 2.5 years. 2.5 years. He's been interim champion before. He was a WBC super middleweight champion at one point in time before he lost the title on the scale. He didn't make the weight at one point in time. I think it was during the pandemic, but he had some other issues as far as Colombian dust, that kind of good stuff's concerned, but he got rid of that. He straightened himself out. He's living in Las Vegas. In fact, somebody saw him a couple of months ago in a Las Vegas elevator. He looked real sharp. He was conditioned. He was focused, no doubt about that. He was with his wife. So I'm telling you, at the end of the day, Mike Tyson wants to see David Benavidez get his shot. I mean, everybody wants to see him get his shot, but unfortunately, Canelo's calling the shots. Unless the WBC is to step in and say, listen, you know, earlier the WBC said, listen, you're going to fight, we're going to make him the number one contender, David Benavidez, and make him the mandatory. And then Canelo put up a bit of a stink, then you heard something from the WBC like, hold on, we'll figure this out, this and that, and they sort of like passed the buck on it, so we really don't know what's going on as far as that's concerned. But at the end of the day, I mean, look at it this way, even if you're a Canelo fan, and I get these Canelo fans, they send me emails all the time, emails and texts, let Benavidez fight Bivol. Let Benavidez fight by Beterbiev. Why do you want Benavidez to fight at 175 pounds when he's a 168-pound number one contender? I don't get it. Why are the Mexican boxing fans coming up with alternatives for David Benavidez? I mean, why would you? Unless you're scared. That's the only way I could look at it. Listen, Canelo's a guy that started off at 146.5. I think he's a professional, of course, been a pro a long time now. Fought 154, won his first title at 154. 160 was probably his best weight. 168 is a stretch. It just is. I mean, he's doing it because he doesn't have to make 160. The extra 8 pounds helps him. But at the end of the day, he's not really that big of a guy at 168. So all I can see is his concern as far as Benavidez is concerned, because David is a real 68-pounder, if not a 75-pounder, because David can make 168 and then probably come in the ring with some like 185, 190 pounds. But, get this. So Canelo says, you know, why should I fight a guy that gains 25 pounds after the weigh-in? Okay. David says, we'll put a rehydration clause in the contract. I can only gain a certain amount of weight. What do you want, Canelo? What do you want? Come on, let's make the fight. And Canelo says, I'm going to fight Jaime Munguia. Wait. I thought you didn't fight Mexicans. That's what he said before. I don't fight Mexicans. Then you fought Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Lit him up like a White House Christmas tree, okay? All right. But I don't fight Mexicans. Now he's going to fight Munguia. So why don't people call him on that? Listen, Canelo Alvarez is a Donald Trump of boxing. What I mean by that is nobody calls him on this stuff. They just don't. I mean, you know, Donald Trump says he's the most successful president in the history of presidency, right? He didn't pass one law. Not one piece of legislation ever went through in his four years. As I said, he had the Supreme Court. He said both houses of Congress. If you wanted to pass a border bill, he could have done it then. He didn't want to. But the bottom line is he just wanted to pass the buck on and make Joe Biden look bad. At the end of the day, I think Canelo Alvarez and Donald Trump should take a walk and hold hands together. Let's go to a break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Don King was talking about 6'5", Sebastian Vindor, who's probably going to fall tonight against Tim Tszyu. Tim Tszyu, a 2.5, almost a 3-1 favorite for the WBO and WBC Super Welterweight titles, 154. Raleigh Romero over Isaac Cruz. Romero's a slight favorite. I think Romero's going to win here. Isaac Cruz is probably fighting 10 pounds heavier than he needs to. They're fighting at 140 pounds for the WBA 140-pound title. Arizona Lara and Michael Zaroff, I could care less. And the Serhii Barachek fight versus Brian Mendoza. Mendoza, I don't know. He runs hot and cold. Bottom line is that should be a decent fight at least to watch. So that is the fight on Amazon Prime pay-per-view. I think the cost is going to be like $30 or something like that. So all you people out there, don't steal stuff from gypsies. You got to go out and buy this fight. Of course, I think it's a decent card to buy. $30. Listen, if I would pay that much to go see a fight live, I would pay that much to see a fight on pay-per-view. That's sort of the way we usually do it around here. So I think this fight is worth whatever they're putting. It's $30. $30 is worth $30. No doubt about that. So check it out tonight. March 30th, the Zone's coming back with Zerto Ramirez, of course. That's tonight. WBA Cruiserweight title, former light heavyweight champion out of Mexico, taking on Arsen Guilleman or something like that. But the bottom line is that, of course, that's tonight. On the 31st, the Peacock comes back with Fabio Wardley and Frazier Clark. And, of course, April 5th, Tito Mercado versus Deiner Barrario. That's super lightweight. It's at 140 pounds. That's going on the Zone. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look, into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we're also on the WBC Live channel. Of course, WBC Live channel is on Bolt Plus and is an exciting new social experience. It's on the web, mobile, and, of course, over 10 million of those high-sensitive VDAA-powered TVs around the world. Bottom line is we got live chats. You can interact with fighters. Check it out. I'm talking about KeepBoxingFree.com. That's KeepBoxingFree.com. Now, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, usually on Sundays, it's Easter Sunday. I usually get the hell out of here. I don't show a show. But the bottom line is we will do a show tomorrow live, so we'll do a live show tomorrow. At least 1 hour we'll be live here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite, the American Forces Network. Of course, live on Veev TV and the WBC TV channel. I want to thank the Jackamans down there in Dallas, Texas. I know she pulls her hair out at times because I push a lot of things at her that sometimes don't work, sometimes they do work. Talking about Daniela Jackamans, so we wish her the very best. And guess what? She's the sweetest lady in the world when it comes to dogs. If you have a dog and she, you know what I'm talking about. You love dogs. She's like, I got 19 of them. You call her house, there's like 19 dogs in the background. But they're all loving each other. So the bottom line is it's a great environment, and I wish her the very best and continued support of stray dogs. She picks up stray dogs. She takes care of them. I wish her the very best. You got to have a heart of gold. As most of you know, my dog died 5.5 years ago. I still cry about Floppy. I kid you not. So I can't get another dog. I mean, I was at the dog pound a couple of weeks ago. I was looking at dogs. I started crying. I mean, I'm 66 years old, and I'm crying over a dog that died 5.5 years ago. That's how crazy and how much I love that dog. Of course, Floppy, may you rest in peace. Straight up, Raleigh's going to win tonight, I think, and I think Tim Tszyu wins as well. Of course, check him out, Amazon Prime Preview, Prime Pay-Per-View. I want to thank Daniel Ogden, the producer for Sunday. Of course, he takes most of my smack around here, and he's a good guy, no doubt about that. A super dad. And this way, that's more than a super producer. He's a super dad. That's more important than being a super producer. So we wish him the very best. Till next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline, and my name is Pedro Fernandez.